الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. صدق الله المولانا العظيم. Hopefully, inshallah, I want to discuss this ayat al-kareema from two aspects. If Allah gives tawfiq and the time, then two important aspects which are related to our present times, and we should listen, inshallah, each one of us, that we take it within ourselves and take the lessons. I'm sure all of us will know that this ayat was revealed in Arafat on the 9th of Zulhijjah, the day which is called Al-Hajj Al-Arafah. Hajj is Arafah. That is the main rukun of Hajj, Arafah. And it was revealed, this ayat was revealed, and it shows the completion of deen. That deen Allah Ta'ala had completed. A little bit more on that a little later. But this, the 9th of Zulhijjah, today, tomorrow most probably will be the 1st of Zulhijjah. So Allah Ta'ala's system is also very, very fascinating, very beautiful, very enjoyable. Like we know normally, before a rain comes, a cool breeze blows. And that cool breeze gives us nice feelings also. And then afterwards the showers, the rains come. And this is normally if our amal are correct. And that is what I want to discuss in the second part. Nobody can be perfect, but generally when our amal are correct, then Allah sends good conditions also. One great alim who has passed away, who was very much associated, in fact he was full in tabligh and da'wat works. Very many years he had come to our country, many times he came and he travelled to many parts of the world. He said that, what good deeds have you people got, that during the day it's nice, the sun is out, it was summer season, you people do your work, and during the night it rains. When it is not really obstructing anyone, people have done their work. And that was happening quite often like that. And so that is a sign of Allah's mercy, that during the day people do all their work, rain does not disturb them. There are many people who can't do any work during the rain, like panel beaters for example, people who make medicines, hakims, when it's raining they can't make their medicines. Lot of things which are done outside cannot be done when the rain, but at night the rain falls and in the day again it is clear. So this is Allah Ta'ala's system, that when our amal go up good, Allah sends good conditions also. So there's rain that comes and the wind that blows before the rain and makes people feel so nice. And there are so many other aspects to it. When that wind blows, then everyone is expecting rain now. And then we find that the housewife also, she knows she must close her windows now. That the rain is going to come, it will come in the house. She knows she's got her washing hanging outside, she must take it. Maybe she's drying some foodstuffs, something she's making and she puts it outside, it must get dry. But now, she also knows she must bring it in. People know they must hurry now, get their make their way home or whatever it is. So just like that, for this great honorable day, the day of Arafah, and for this great honorable ayat, which Allah had revealed, Allah let the winds and the breeze of coolness blow before that. The 9 days of Zulhijjah. Before that, the 8 days, and then on the 9th day, and Allah Ta'ala, these days are so important, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala takes qasam, and Allah has taken qasam, oath, of many things in the Quran Sharif, and the Mufassirin have written, only which are the great creations of Allah, Allah has taken qasam on those things. We are not permitted to take qasam on anything else besides Allah Ta'ala. That also we should avoid. We shouldn't make it a joke. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, the greatness of Allah, the grandeur of Allah. Allah is so great. May Allah instill into us the greatness of Allah. And one way to find out how much is the greatness of Allah Ta'ala in us, is there are many ways. One way is that when we are making namaz, salat, see whether we at least outwardly, we are not busy scratching here, we are not looking around in our namaz, etc. Inside concentration is a much more bigger thing. May Allah bless us with that also. And inside devotion is even more greater. May Allah bless us with that. But at least our stand, our outward postures. If a person is moving around in his namaz, moving his legs in namaz, etc., it shows that he doesn't know in front of whom he is standing. Or if he thinks of Allah, he doesn't know how great Allah Ta'ala is. The more the greatness of Allah will be in a person, the more you will see the outward posture of that person is more of humility and submission to Allah Ta'ala. His ruku, his sajda will be like that. His standing position, he will stand not with his chest out, he know who's in front of who, he will humble. And, mashallah, there are so many who are ulama, about to be ulama. We know the meanings of the ayats. When the ayats, especially of Allah's greatness come, of Jahannam comes, then a person should actually wobble his feet. He should feel that his feet are falling out from under him. That how great is Allah Ta'ala. For example, the ayat, Yawma Tubla Sarair. When the day, when the secrets of people will come out and be made public. On the day of Qiyamah, when we hear that ayat, for example, many ulama, great awliya, fainted when they heard that ayat. They just couldn't take it. So that is the inside condition. But at least outwardly, that we are not playing around with our hands, with our fiddling around, with our toes, etc. So the greatness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and that is one of the great efforts that all of us are making. Whether it is in the name of tabligh and da'wah, whether it is in the name of khanqa and tasawwuf, whether it is in the name of ilm and darul ulum, to realize, recognize Allah. How great. And at the same time, very important also, to understand the great mercy and forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. Our Shaykh Jazahumullah Khair used to say this ayat of the Quran Sharif that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala knows all your conditions. That ayat, we normally take it in the negative, like when you commit a guna, then know that Allah is watching you, Allah knows what you are doing, but also take it in the positive. That I am weak, Allah knows my condition, He'll forgive me. But this shouldn't be so much that it takes us to committing sins. And the fear shouldn't be so much that it takes us to despondency and we feel that I'm totally useless. What amal? I can't even make namaz properly. No. Al-imanu bayn al-khawfi wal-raja. Iman is between the fear of Allah and hope in the great mercy of Allah. That is necessary. If we have only fear of Allah, then it will make us despondent. If we have only hope of Allah Ta'ala's mercy, it will make us brave and courageous to commit sin recklessly also. So anyway, so Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He has revealed this ayat and He has blown this 9 days. Allah Ta'ala, I was saying on Qasam, that Allah takes Qasam on His great, great creations. We are not allowed to take qasam on anything else besides Allah. And from there I drifted a little bit that Allah is so great. We can't just take qasam on His name for any small matter. Many people got a habit in anything. Wallahi, wallahi. This shouldn't be the case. We must respect the honor and the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, Allah Ta'ala says, وَالْفَجْرِ وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ. That Allah takes qasam of the time of Fajr. That is a great, great time. Just like also, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. That when the changing of the day and the night takes place, we should pay a little attention. What a great system is coming into force now. Like many people, we must be knowing, when we are in the Haram of Medina Sharif, and those umbrellas open up, then you see everyone is looking how it's opening up. When they close again, everyone is looking how they close again. And then the domes, which are in the new masjid, they also open up to certain times and they close certain times. Whoever looks at that, and nowadays you see everyone is busy with his camera. He's taking, he's videoing it also, how it's opening, how it's closing. This is those umbrellas and those domes they have made like that, man made. Allah's system, that the whole night it was dark, it was quiet. Now the sun is going to rise. Now daylight is going to come. Sunshine is going to come. It's a great, great sign of Allah's Qudrat. So we should observe this at night. We should observe again that the whole day there was sunshine, there was light, people were busy, people were coming and going. Now the night is coming in. It's a great, great occasion, and we should try and recognize this of the greatness of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah Ta'ala does this every day in the whole world. Allah Ta'ala does this. One of the du'as that were at night time, Allahumma inna hadha iqbalu layli wa idbaru naharik. This is now your coming of the night and the going of the night, of the day. And then we ask forgiveness from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So we should try to read that du'a also at the time of Maghrib Azan, before Azan, that Ya Allah, great change is taking place, a great phenomena. But we shouldn't live like zombies, that we don't notice anything. We don't notice, we don't hear the adhan, we don't pay attention to the adhan, we are not hastening to the masjid, we are not noticing this great change. Anyway, so this great, this Allah Ta'ala is blowing the winds on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah to come to this great occasion when Allah's Rahmat was coming on Jabal-e-Noor. Where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what Allah's rahmat was coming down. And this 9 days was preparing. And in fact, from there, for long before that, Shaaban, the highlight of Shaaban is Nisfe Shaaban, which is to ask forgiveness from Allah, Laylatul Bara'a. Before that is the Rajab, which is famous for the month of the Mi'raj of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a great occasion also. And then purification from sins. And then Ramadanul Mubarak. What a guest from Allah. Comes with so many ni'mats from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So in this way, really our whole 5 pillars of Iman are being lived during this period. This is a mawsam, it's a season. That first of all, like our kalima, we believe in the oneness of Allah. And the risalat, the messengership of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a person makes effort on that, which is effort on Iman, which is necessary for everyone, then the more it should come, that now we don't only say La ilaha illallah, but we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I have realized it myself. I don't just accept it, but from inside I realize there is only one Allah. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. And I bear from inside that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the true messenger of Allah. And what was that you recognized Allah Ta'ala? Which is now in the third kalima. Subhanallah. Walhamdulillah. Wa la ilaha illallah. Wallahu Akbar. All this have got great, great messages of Iman. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. Only Allah can help me to stay away from sin. Only Allah can help me to do good. And then we go further and we realize more in detail the tawheed of Allah Ta'ala. La ilaha illallah. Wahdahu la sharika lahu. Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. Yuhyi wa yumeet bi yadihi al-khayr. Wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. All the greatness of Allah, the sifat of Allah. And then we realize our weakness, that if we have made any mistake, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika an ushrika bika shay'un wa ana a'lamu bihi. Wa astaghfiruka lima la a'lamu. Tubtu anhu wa tabarra'tu min al-kufri wa shirki wal ma'asi kulliha. Aslamtu wa amantu wa aqulu la ilaha illallah. So this is that whole procedure. So if we live like that, our Iman we worked on, namaz we were performing, and then roza we were keeping, namaz, we took out time and we came for namaz. Namaz, our bodily ibadat, we were standing, we went in ruku, we went in sajda, we sat in at-tahiyyat position in front of Allah, and for namaz we made sacrifices, or in namaz, all ibadat is included also. It is only for Allah, Tawheed. It is on the pattern of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Muhammadur Rasulullah. In namaz, there is zakat also. that we have to spend some money for namaz. What money? That we have to see our clothes are appropriate. You have to spend money for your clothes. And they must be parked, they must be clean, you have to wash it, you have to have it washed. The place you make namaz must be also pure and clean. So this is all. And also money in a sense that we are leaving our work. We are not earning at that time, we are sacrificing for Allah. Our body also we are giving. Verbal ibadat of Allah Ta'ala also. In namaz, there is tilawat of Quran also. There is zikrullah also. There is dua also. All the ibadat is in namaz. Then comes zakat, a person keeps roza. This is where nobody knows that you have got roza. If anyone is with roza today, we can't see the person has got roza. So now the roza also, a person, the 30 rozas of Ramadan or 29, whatever it might be. And also from tomorrow, who Allah gives tawfiq, it is mustahab to keep rozas. 1 year's roza sawab a person gets for this 9 days. For every day for 9 years, roza sawab we can get. And these are the main days of this ibadat. This is that cool breeze that is blowing. And this ibadat, our five times namaz, this has to be there. Preparation of qurbani is this, that especially during the days of qurbani, it comes in the hadith sharif, Allah loves no other amal more than the slaughtering of the animals. That is what Allah loves so greatly during those days. And during these 9 days, what Allah loves, it comes in the hadith sharif, that there are no other days in which Allah loves His ibadat more than He loves during these days. And we go and see the specification of ibadat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, what I and all the anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam used to read in abundance during these days, the third kalima, the fourth kalima. So we should try and read that in abundance during these days. If we can keep roza, alhamdulillah, or try and keep as many as possible of the nine, and the ninth one, at least that one we should try and keep, that one 1 year's past and future sins are forgiven, together with it is 1 year's ibadat also. So that is the main roza. For those who are in hajj, on the ninth is preferable, according to ulama, that they should not be keeping roza, because they've got lot of other ibadat to do. But those who are not in hajj, they should try and keep roza on the 9th of Dhul-Hijjah also, the day of Arafat, wherever they are in the world. So these 9 days are very valuable. These 9 nights which are coming. And the 8 nights, every night's ibadat is equal to Laylatul Qadr, together with the 9th night. But the 9th night, together with the ibadat of the sawab of Laylatul Qadr, one of the nights of Eid, the 2 Eids, the nights, they are also very, very great. And the bare minimum we can do, make our Isha with Jamaat, and try and do it with more concentration, devotion, realizing the greatness of this day, and to back with that, how much Allah gives tawfiq. There are those great people who spend all these nights in ibadat. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, who is a great man of our time. And today also there must be how many people in the world who devote themselves to the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. So we also should try how much we can do. So during these days, if we can keep the rozas, alhamdulillah, the ibadat of during the days, what our basic faraiz that we have to do, preparation of qurbani, etc. that we have to do, the third kalima, fourth kalima, try to keep it on our tongues. At least if we do it 100 times, after and before every namaz, 20 times, will be 100 easily, 5 namazes. Third kalima, for example, before namaz, fourth kalima, after namaz, we can do it 100 times. But like that, like try and keep it on our tongues. And also, from experience, we used to speak of this for many years, but it wasn't coming in our amal. As a person keeps on speaking, he gets reminded also. And we hope that Allah gives us tawfiq also to bring this into our... So we also, perhaps we are still young, we're not so conscious, but try and pay attention. Make dua to Allah that He gives us the tawfiq. Otherwise, normally it is just speaking and listening. Like many meetings also, long mashuras, meetings, but nobody acts on what was discussed. So what is the use? So bayans also, we are giving, we are listening, but if we are not practicing, that is the main thing, to try and bring the amal within us. So these things we should try, and during this, if we will do that, also in the form of that cool breeze that is blowing, which we are informed of by various ulama here also, that Allah Ta'ala has made it such that Hajj will take place from Mecca Sharif to Mina, to Arafat, Muzdalifah, and then back to Mina, going again to Mecca for Tawaf, etc. All that, it will be taking place there. And the people will be in Ihram for all this period. So Allah gave us a mini Ihram also. That like they are not permitted to cut their nails, to remove their pubic hair, armpit hair, etc. We also, it is encouraged. And Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says, Minas Sunanil Matroka. From the sunnahs which have been generally given up by the Ummah, is that we, those who intend to do Qurbani should not cut their nails. And another important thing is the Qurbani. As students also, those who are muqeen, if we are musafir during the days of Qurbani, the day of Eid, the 10th of Zulhijjah, and the three days of Qurbani. The 13th also, the Roza is not allowed to keep, but on that day, there is no Qurbani till the 12th. Till Maghrib time, Qurbani. So during the, till that time, we also must try, and until our Qurbani is made, we should also not remove our hair, cut our nails, etc. So we, Allah gave us a similarity with the Hajjis. So let us put our thoughts with the Hajjis. And in recent years, we know there were some mishaps. Make lot of dua, Allah protect us all. When the enemy is also working, shaitan is also working, they trying to put a blame on every action of Islam, wherever they can. And all the people of Islam also, wherever they can. So make lot of dua, Allah makes it safe. It's from Allah's side, and Allah knows He's working. Allah is the final controller and the only controller of everything. So we make dua also, but let our hearts be there. Very fortunate is that person who may be far away from Makkah Sharif and Medina Sharif, but his heart is at this time there. And he thinks of the place. And it will be sad if we are there, but our hearts are not there. We are not, we feel we should be at home for some other purpose, whatever. Our hearts should be there. So that is one aspect. So the very important, respect the days which are coming now. Students will be writing exams, no problem, they will be preparing for that. That is also ibadat, and do it with the niyat of ibadat. To acquire ilm and to make our ilm strong is a great ibadat. And to have pukhta, proper istidad and knowledge is also a very important thing. So that also is the 100. If rozas will interfere with that, give preference to your knowledge. If your studies will be affected, because at the moment, your studies are more important. But by the 9th, we are all free. And this is also a great, great mercy and wisdom of our buzurgs. They kept these days for holidays, so that this ibadat can take place. And qurbani, to see your qurbani animal, to attend to your qurbani animal, is also a great ibadat. The sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should take particular care. And alhamdulillah, when I was a small boy, I saw the old people, how they should take care of their qurbani animals, which unfortunately we don't really see nowadays. Feed them with their hand, make love to the animal, because it's a sacrifice. So anyway, when we complete all our other ibadat, namaz, roza, zakat, then Allah brings us on to finally Hajj. And Hajj really is not really the sacrificing of your son, that also, but really sacrificing your own life for Allah Ta'ala. That a person has reached that stage now, that he sacrifices his life for Allah Ta'ala. And the Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in Hajjatul Wada made the khutbah, and at the end he said, فَلْيُبَلِّغِ الشَّاهِدْ مِنْكُمْ الْغَائِبِ. So we should also try and bring where we sacrifice our desires, our everything, and we take the message of Allah Ta'ala. We bring Tawheed from Makkah Sharif, and we bring Sunnat from Madinatul Munawwara. Those are the most valuable gifts that we can bring. That through Tawheed, and we see that the effort of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, how he made that Islam is spread in the four corners of the world. Till today, and still for a number of days, Hajjis will be traveling from around the world, coming to Jeddah in most cases, from there going now to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, and all where they are traveling, etc. All that also is the da'wat of Islam. Those who are coming in ihram is a great da'wat of Islam. They are making namazes on the aeroplanes. They are making namazes in the airports. This is all a great da'wat of Islam. And if we learn, and we not only by our clothes, but we have the akhlaq and character also, that will be another great da'wat. For example, we use the toilets in the aeroplane. We make sure we leave them neat and clean and tidy. We use the toilets in the airports. We make sure we leave them clean, neat and tidy. That will be a great da'wah. Smiles on our face and our friendship, because usually Hajj people go in groups, helping one another, seeing to one another's needs and all these things, and being polite to the non-Muslims wherever we are also. In that also. And at the same time, we are reaching the climax of Islam, the Hajj, and where a person is giving his life, the final part, and that no pride comes into us. From any of our ways, etc., nothing like pride comes, but humility at all times. So this character building has also got a great, great effect. At the same time, in a little while, inshallah, a little indication to this, it will benefit us all, inshallah, that where Allah said, Al-Yawma Akmaltu Lakum Deenakum, your deen has been completed. So let us not add any new things to deen. Let us not subtract anything from deen. The deen which Hazrat Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us, and when this ayat was revealed, Mufassireen say, 83 days after this, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam left the world. There were a few other ayats revealed after this, but no ahkamah, no rules, no regulation, just encouragement, etc. Those ayats were revealed. So deen was completed here. And وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي, and I completed my favor upon you. وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمُ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا, and I'm pleased, I've chosen for you, I'm pleased with Islam as your way of life. Don't take Islam, we must not take Islam as the West wants us, the non-Muslims want us to understand, it's our religion. It is our religion. But like a Hindu has got his religion, Christian got his religion. No, it is our complete way of life. Islam is not only five times a day, or for some of us, only Fridays, or only the two Eids. No, Islam is 24 hours. When we wake up, we must wake up according to Islam. Make our niyats for the day and for the rest of our life according to Islam. We live in the day, our dressing, our traveling, everything according to Islam. The du'as when we are traveling, guarding our gazes the whole day, our thoughts, we must, how we speak to the wife. Arguments will come, ups and downs, misunderstandings will take place. But how to handle those occasions also? That also Islam has taught us. And all this, if we bring this into our life, so this great gift was given during this period. So we can see what an honorable period it is, and how we must try and bring this into us. Just one or two examples, to what time permits, that how we should try and bring that Islam into us, and not try and change Islam according to our wishes or according to the times. For example, a person is getting married, he's bought a shoe, or even perhaps his new bride-to-be, she sent him a pair of shoes which I want you to wear on the wedding day. But when he fitted it on, it was a bit too tight. It was a bit, he couldn't wear it. It was too small, too tight. Now what must he cut? He chop his toes so that the shoe fits. No, everyone will say never. He can go whatever old shoes, with torn shoes he can go, but you're not going to cut your toes. So the same way the Islam which Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam gave us, we must not chop and trim it also, to suit our modern times. Leave that Islam as it is. That is one. The other thing, another little example, it is just an example, the masala, it's totally haram to tattoo something on your body. But just an example, a person goes to tattoo a lion on his arm or wherever, anything, and the person who does it, for example, he pricks this needle and it pains you a lot, and you jump, oh, it's paining. So he says, but I have to make what you want, a lion. So he says, but it's paining too much, what are you making? He says, I'm making an ear, the ear of the lion. He says, it's too sore, there can be a lion without an ear, leave that ear alone. So he pricks him again. Again he jumps, it's paining. What's happening? They are making the other side ear. Oh, you can have a lion without ears at all. Okay. Then he pricks him again. It's paining again. What are you making? The tail. You can have a lion without a tail. So if you want to carry on like that, that today we say, if you don't dress according to Sunnah dressing, who say you're not a Muslim? 100% you're a Muslim. You're still a Muslim. You didn't get up for Fajr. Who say you're not a Muslim if you don't make Fajr namaz? 100% you're still a Muslim. It's a big guna, very big guna. You didn't make your Fajr, but you're still a Muslim. Like this, everything pains us. Then what will be left of Islam? The beard is too hard for us. Burqa is too hard for the woman. Everything is too hard for us. And we don't want this. Take this out. Take this out. Take this out. What Islam will be left? So, let us try and bring that, establish that proper truth, Islam, in our lives. May Allah give us all tawfiq. So these are great days. May Allah give us in the heart the honor and practically to display it also in the correct way for the pleasure of Allah, and also understand that what a great gift in Islam, in the way of life of Islam, Allah has given us. Wa akhiru da'wana.